We're talking this week about having fun, and one of the greatest parts of having fun may be not just laughter, but physical, doing things that are physical. When you choose to have fun as a family, and having fun as a family is so important.
You're listening to Parenting on Purpose with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries. I'm your host, Ruthie J, and this whole week we've been giving a lot of ideas on how to have fun with your kids. Yesterday, a lot of inexpensive ideas you talked about, even knitting, family games that you can play that don't cost anything. Wednesday, we covered family fun night and how to make that part of your schedule and some other ideas. So if you missed any of those programs, you can hear them again online at parentingonpurpose.org.
Well, think about our kids. We drop our kids off at places where they have fun. We drop them off at Wednesday night to the youth program or whatever it is. And you go in and you look at the youth program and you think, wow, I mean, I'm not sure I would stay here for this, but wow. And they're having fun and they're laughing. And and there are some kids that are willing to go up on that stage and have fun. And there's some kids that would so rather be a spectator or they'll dream of going up on that stage. I want to raise the child whose self-esteem is intact enough to go up on that stage, whether he wins or loses the chair, loses the spoons, loses whatever that they're in. And that starts at home. Mm-hmm. We shouldn't have to just go other places to have fun. And sometimes part of that fun as a family may be just going over to the park on a Saturday and playing basketball, maybe getting on our bikes. I do think there's also a need to teach our children that fun can be physical activities because it can't always be just sitting around fun. Let's do something fun.
And sometimes you have to kind of build in the extra challenge. Very few times that we've all had bikes together, we actually rode bikes to the park to play a board game at the park.
Oh my goodness.
And just because we had 4 hours to kill and we wanted to ride bikes, but we needed a reason to do something. So you almost have to create reasons to get physical and, you know, get on the skateboard and stuff. Okay, well, let's have a small competition for this. Who can go around on the skateboard faster around the block or something?
Oh, that's great. One of the fun things we had built in for us is the home we stayed in the mountains on Beach Mountain, another man's home who would loan it to us in the summers. And it was a 2+ mile walk, which doesn't sound like much, but up and down a mountain to get to the general store that had fun things at the general store, and trying to convince the cousins and my children to go there. Let's go there. Let's walk there. That would be hilarious to walk there. And saying to Rosemary, we will never be able to walk back, so give us a period of time. And when you're going, if anybody, when you go up to meet us up at the store and they're trying to wave you down, act like you don't see them. Just drive right past them. And I have to act like you got to pull me. I can't get up this hill. And just laughing all the way as we get there and then having fun. So I agree with you. Sometimes you have to give a destination to do the physical. But playing paddleball, you know, as a family, and soccer as a family, and just doing things where it's not about the win. It's just about having fun.
And I know a lot of parents, even some friends of mine, had such strict parents that never allowed them to learn certain things like riding a bike or skating, which is unfathomable to some people.
Wow, yeah, to me too.
Because it was so dangerous, or the neighborhood was not good enough or anything, that they never taught the skill, or was so scared of them getting hurt, they didn't think it was worth the risk for the fun. And I remember the few times that my dad went riding bike with me. And one time I can exactly remember where I actually crashed into him and we both hurt each other. But now I remember that I did go bike riding with my dad because of that crash. If not, I might not have, because it was boring, you know, not boring, but it was monotonous. We're just going around a couple blocks, not a big deal. But when the little accidents happen, sometimes the memories are better.
Well, it became an event when you rode a bike like you drive a car today and bumped into people. Yeah, so it became challenging.
Into people
no,
in your
I
car.
Mean, I don't park anywhere near you. It's scary. I think even the physical games in the house with the children, even board games that include physical things are valuable. But what I think, and I want to make sure we say this every time, I think we have to get back to purpose. Why are we doing this? And we're doing this because today's child has an amazing amount of stress on him, because today's child is defined by performance. I was the last one standing on American Idol. We're doing this because today's child is very, 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 very disconnected and feels only safely connected through the cyber world. And I want them to feel connected to me. If impose is the right word, impose these games and these things and these fun activities for them so that they learn it's not about the win, it's all about the fun. There was Tuesday nights for years on our old campus. I would walk, I had to stay late with the boys and do some counseling in the evenings. And I would walk over to one of the boys' homes and eat dinner with them. And just to stimulate conversation, there'd be, you know, 8 to 10 boys sitting around the table with the house mom and the behavior specialist, and I'd eat there. And we'd have a game every time of going around the table. And first it was thinking of cars, starting with the letter A, you know, Acura, Buick, Chevy, and go around. And they'd come around to me for the second run, and I'd always be stumped and make up a car, Neptune. Yeah, Chrysler Neptune. And everybody'd be looking at each other. After a while, they realized I'm going to make up a name. And so, no, Dr. Barnes, that's not it. You get one more chance. And they would get into that, but they kind of acted like, okay, do we have to play that game? And there was a Tuesday night where I scheduled a family too early and I had to leave. I couldn't stay. I just grabbed a bite to eat and I had to get up. And I was like, guys, I'm sorry, I can't stay tonight. I messed up on my schedule. And it blurted out, no, we're not going to play the game.
Oh.
And you realize, okay, they like this because it's safe, mm-hmm. you know, because Barnes messed up. And Barnes makes up these names. Mm-hmm. And if you can trick me with you making up a name, have at it. It's all about knowing your cars or knowing. One time we did United States.
We do animals with the name.
And and picking something different every time. And they got so into it, they would want to know ahead of time, what's going to be the topic? You know, is it going to be states or is it going to be countries? Or so they could do a little research before right. there. But the most fun guys for me were the guys who made it up.
Right.
They just created countries that we never heard of. And if you challenged him and you were wrong, and so you had to challenge whether he was risking the challenge. And so he'd make one. It was always the same kid. He was awesome, this kid. And Derek would make up a name and everybody looked down at the table and be like, is that really a country?
You were the Google
search.
Well,
am I going to challenge him or not? And I'd be thinking, and you only had so long to challenge him. And it was fun not to challenge, even though I know he totally made it up and he's looking at me, burst out laughing. And you got it. You're there. No, I'm not going to be the only challenger here. Having fun. Can we go to another island for a little while? And deciding that, okay, let's get up. Here's what we're going to do. We got a few minutes. We're going to go shoot some hoop. All of us get up from the table. Whether it's the children's home or Roby and I. Roby and I would go up after dinner and go out there and just 15, 20 minutes creating a game of horse or a game of pig or out or whatever you want to call it and just shooting. And it was so interesting because we would do that probably 20 minutes almost every night before going, unless we had soccer or whatever, before going in to do homework. You drive by our house where we live to get to most of the neighborhood. We're the entrance to the neighborhood. We're about the fifth house in, and there must be another 40 or 50 houses past us. And I remember when Roby went off to college and a lady stopped coming back out of the neighborhood past us. And she said, can I ask you a question? And I said, sure. And she said, did the blonde boy go to college?
Aww.
And I said, yeah, he did. It's very sad. She said, it'd just be so much fun for me to come in from work and see the two of you playing basketball every night for a little mm-hmm. bit here. And I feel your loss. It's my loss too. Oh. And it was fun. And watching him get better and better and better till it was no longer an automatic win at anything on the basketball, on our driveway basketball court. Fun can be physical. Fun can be sedentary. Fun doesn't have to be expensive. Mm-hmm. Fun must be scheduled. But I will never do this until I know how desperately, not only my children, but I need it.
Mm-hmm.
I play golf, and that's a big stretch of that whole term, I play golf. I play golf once a month with three friends. And there's sometimes other guys that rotate in.
More like you go to a golf course.
I go to a golf course. I've never broken 100. And two of the guys that play are professionals. One is a world-class professional who doesn't play a lot, but played a couple of times. And they finally got it. It's not about the golf. And I hit everything as hard as I can, and it's not about the golf. And watching it, where all but one has finally got it, this is the day to have fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's a game of golf. And there's no money here on this. It's just laughing here on this. Mm-hmm. And so, yes, I line up my shot and I try, but I'm really here to be with you guys. And I'm really here for the moment, every now and then, nice shot. If I want the stress, I'll stay at work.
Mm-hmm.
I want to teach that to my children. Roby, we're out here shooting hoop and you're getting all frustrated about it not happening. It's okay.
And fun doesn't have to take hours. It doesn't have to be a whole evening either.
Right.
It can be a short. I mean, I remember my dad coming from Spain. They like to eat all those sunflower seeds.
Oh, my God.
So he taught us kids how to pop one in your mouth, open it up inside, and you just spit out the shell. and how to do multiple. So not at the same time, but keeping them in your mouth. So I can tell you the exact spot in my dad's backyard where both of us, we said, okay, we got 10 in our hand at a time. Ready, set, go. And we did a competition. We'd be, you know, it's kind of gross, but that's what we did.
No,
it outside.
I think it's hilarious.
We're spitting them out and I beat them. And I'll never forget that. And it took
how
probably.
Old? Do you remember how old?
I was probably like 13.
Oh my goodness.
I was
goodness.
A little older. And
how cool is this? So that's a big memory for you. I beat my dad.
Yeah, and it was 60 seconds or something. Yeah. It was a minute. Maybe we did it twice.
And I can see you hopping around when you won.
I was like, yeah, I beat the Spaniard man.
We've done the same thing with pistachio nuts.
Oh, yeah.
But the other funny thing was how many marshmallows can you stuff in your mouth?
Oh, yes. Chubby bunny.
Oh, yes. Which is absolutely hilarious. And it sounds ridiculous. And then you do it and your children are laughing. They're weeping. Yes. They're laughing so hard. Who can blow the biggest bubble with bubble things?
And that's how some people get new names in the family.
Yes.
You know,
oh,
he's the bunny
yes.
dad and or something. So it's just being open for those silly moments of just letting go and leave the dinner. Okay, you're almost ready. Just go to this real quick, 5-10 minutes, and you go back to your
routine. Therapy. There's a big research article that came out actually last week about how these professional athletes have a season, you know, of 4 to 13 years, and they have to learn how to have downtime. There's so much stress, mm-hmm. some with headsets, some with doing ridiculous things. And it was saying business executives have to learn how to do the same thing, but no one's taught how to do it, that their life is a 40-year stress of constantly having to be on what do they do to just let go, and how some companies have put in ping pong tables or a pool table. Stop. Take a break. Go do something fun. And how they've had to learn how to do it without being all in on who beat who.
Right.
We're just in here laughing. I want to raise my children to know how to take a break without costing money, without doing something that's sinful. Mm-hmm. Let me say that again. Having fun without doing something that's sinful, being able to do something sober when they're on the college campus that's fun. But that takes a teaching. How do you have fun without getting all frustrated? I don't want to do that because I'm not sure I'll win. We have to, as parents, teach our children so many aspects of life. One of them is to teach them that doing physical things and physical competition can be fun, should be fun, is fun, mm-hmm. unless you have to win. And so if we do it enough and don't win, then all of a sudden we realize it is fun. And like you said, in the day I beat Dad, it was unbelievable. It was hilarious fun. We have to teach him it doesn't have to cost money, but we have to teach him you kind of got to schedule it in because there's so many things coming at you. All the time, that all of a sudden you realize I busied myself right out of life. Mm-hmm. And again, that Tim Hansel book describes a personality, when I relax, I feel guilty. How do you relax? And unfortunately, America relaxes in front of a television. America relaxes in front of Facebook. America relaxes constantly plugged in and texting. I watched 9 kids at the airport, all of which I know. I met a friend at the airport who was bringing 9 just graduated from high school boys back from a North Carolina retreat. And I watched my friend with all those boys. The plane was very, 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 very late. Mm. And so these boys had to spend a lot of time. We watched Mark and I talking for 9 hours. We watched them all on the internet texting and doing almost the whole time.
Wow.
Until finally one of them had enough and they started walking through the airport having fun, seeing things, looking at things, just having mm-hmm. fun. Mm-hmm. I have to teach my children how to have fun, but I've got to lead the way. I've got to be a leader. I don't have to just be a winner of all the activities. I've got to be a leader of the activities. And sometimes that means everybody else wins but me and they're laughing. Choose to have fun. It may not happen automatically if you don't schedule it and choose it.
You've been listening to Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries. I'm your host, Ruthie J, for Parenting on Purpose. And if you want to find out more about these boys and girls' homes at Sheridan House, you can go online to shfm.org. You can find a description of them. They're beautiful homes, but also need your support. So if you'd like to send a 2-letter text to give a one-time $10 donation to help these boys and girls' homes, you can do that right now. Just send the text SH, short for Sheridan House, and send it to 41518. And that'll add $10 to your cell phone bill and send that to the children's homes. There's a lot of other aspects of Sheridan House Family Ministries as well that you can check out. The counseling center, there's a lot of resources for your marriage and your parenting journey, and all the proceeds help the kids' homes as well. SHFM.org. That's the website. And if you want to hear today's program again, yesterday's, any of these week or of previous weeks and other topics, you can do a search for those at parentingonpurpose.org. It's very easy to share the program, listen to it. It's completely free and online at parentingonpurpose.org. We hope you join us again next week as we cover another topic on Parenting on Purpose.